Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Chip DeGrace, who's Executive Creative Director with Interface. Chip, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks very much.
I want to talk to you about a new publication, a new report that Interface has just released. It's called Human Spaces, the Global Impact of Biophilic Design in the Workplace. We'll get to that, though, in a minute. Just a quick background on you. You've been at Interface for 25 years, spent a good percentage of that on the floor, F-L-O-R, rug business, which most people know has opened over 20 stores across the U.S. But interestingly enough, you have an interior design background and worked for the environmentalists before you joined Interface, right?
That's true. I have an interior design background, which makes me extremely relevant in the business. I understand, obviously, what our customers are after. That is our specification customers and their ultimate customers, having been one myself. So, yeah, I've been here 25 years and done a number of things from product development to, you know, to branding to branded space and everything in between.
I've got to talk a little bit of real quick about the irony of doing this. I set this interview up with you. Today you're in Atlanta. You're based in Chicago, but you have global responsibilities. And setting this up this morning, I called England to... And yet what we're talking about is we're talking about human nature's desire to be in somewhat of a Stone Age natural environment. So it's an interesting world we live in. Let's do give a shout out real quick to Edward Wilson, who in 1984 coined this whole biophilic design name. He was a Harvard biologist, and he wrote a book that talked about how humans really do thrive when they're in a natural environment, right?
Absolutely. That it is the connection to nature that that gives us a greater sense of well-being, reduces stress, keeps us healthier in general. I guess what we're here today to talk about is the report and how that actually goes some distance to prove that. Yeah.
That's right. Just looking at this, and I'll let you go into some detail, but you talk in this about 48-page report, which I think is primarily written, the intended audience is for designers, so that gives them the ability to tell their client that if you want a more effective worker, these are the things we need to do. We need more natural light. We need more plants. We need to be looking out over water. So go into some detail, if you would, about the report.
Yeah, you know, Interface has been obviously interested in a natural model for some time. We have products that are biomimetic, that is, they look and work like nature. The natural outgrowth of that, of course, is to think about space and how space itself can more mimic nature. And, you know, for the last few years, we've been researching and connecting with outside constituencies about the power of the natural model as it is applied to interior built space or architecture and built space. And in truth, you know, it's nothing new. Many cultures have historically understood the power of, you know, natural views, natural analogs in the built space, natural light, water, plants, and so forth in built space. Japanese traditional architecture has that and so forth. But we forgot some of that, as we've forgotten many things here in the industrialized society. So we connected with some experts globally to do some primary research about how human beings are actually affected by a more direct connection, you know, with nature in the built space. We connected with Sir Kerry Cooper, who's in the UK. He's a leading expert on well-being and stress at work. His organization helped us put together this research, as well as Bill Browning, who works for Terrapin Bright Green, based in Manhattan. But Sir Kerry Cooper put this research together. We researched a number of our constituencies around the globe, you know, from Asia to Europe to the Americas, focusing mostly on the office worker, but obviously this has implications for other environments as well, healthcare most certainly, as well as education and other areas. You know, the essence of it is that the respondents in general said that they would love to see things like natural light. I think natural light was number one. Mm-hmm. Indoor plants at some level was number two. Quiet working space, as well as, you know, more collaborative space, a blend of things, which is what you find in nature. Nature is not monolithic. It offers you options, as good interior space will. Honestly, in some of the European countries, a view of the sea or a view of water was something that they responded to. It was number four, I think, on the overall list. And then a mixture of color. Honestly, there's a lot of research and philosophies on color, but greens and blues rated high across the globe with folks in general as to, you know, helping them be creative, be stimulated, and reduce stress. So those are the sort of key metrics and the people who contributed to the core research. But the cool thing is, Ken, is that, you know, it's nice to talk about something called biophilia, which sounds a little fuzzy and a little soft-headed. Mm-hmm. But there are actual metrics that say that people heal faster when exposed to some of the things I just described, that in the office there's greater productivity and creativity, as high as 15% more creative, 6% more productive, and 15% higher level of well-being. So there are actual metrics in both this report and in other reports that put actual ROI, return on investment, for an end-use customer to paying attention to some of these things I've just described.
Yeah, some people may wonder why Interface is at the core of doing research like this. I mean, one of your most recent and successful collections is called Human Nature. So you have been putting together collections that help to create an environment that's similar to what we're talking about here. I want to go back just real quick and say, you know, to put this together, there were 7,500 people responded to this research over 16 countries.
That's correct.
Yeah, and so it's some great research. It's a global view, and it does give designers the facts and, like you say, the data they need to be able to talk their client into, hey, listen, if you want a more productive workspace, or if you want a more healing environmental healthcare space, we need to blend natural light, we need to have plants, we need to have more nature in the environment, right?
Yeah, I think it gives designers maybe a vocabulary, a little bit more organized structure to maybe approach some things that come to them intuitively and some things they're doing already. Mm-hmm. It gives them some principles by which to work and maybe explain these principles to their customers. So it's a framework to, again, offer up how more natural elements affect humans, and then further, how that actually affects productivity in the case of office workers, retention, getting people to work on time. A lot of respondents said that they, I think as much as 47%, I think, of the respondents said that they would use office design as one of the determinants as to where they would work. So, you know, there are really good numbers here for designers to use to justify things that, again, they may already be doing, but not under the header of biophilia, and certainly not under the sort of umbrella of worker well-being, worker productivity that relates to nature and natural principles.
Now, if somebody wants to see this report, I think it is available online. Where do they find it?
Humanspaces.com is the URL, and it's a fantastic site. It's powered by Interface, but it has got a broad range of contributors, and hopefully the people that would go there would also contribute. Obviously, this is a conversation. The report we're talking about is a moment in time. We hope that the practitioners of design and their customers will take this to heart and take it forward and contribute. Let us know what they think and how it's working. And, you know, let's bring, I guess, this topic to fore. Let's bring this topic to actual practice and look to nature for some of the answers that we so sorely need, especially in the built environment.
And Chip, I got to compliment Interface for doing this. When you go to see this, there's no commercial for Interface here. This is just great information. So kudos to you for putting it together. Again, been talking to Chip DeGrace, who's Executive Creative Director at Interface, about this Human Spaces study. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FortAlley.net.